The song really basically echoes what we're gonna preach today. From Ur to Canaan, basically we wanna have a quick portray of Abraham's faith and obedience. And the last second song was saying, trust and obey, there's no other way. Wow, what a great hymn. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you very much this morning. Let's hear your word again and read through it and hide them in our hearts. And to really digest them, to really know what is faith in our life on this planet of Earth. And thank you for this opportunity to study this word, to proclaim this word here. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So what we want to achieve this morning, basically four simple questions. Who Abraham was and who we are. And how did he live his life on earth? And how are we going to live our life on earth? So very four simple questions. And when I read Hebrews 11 and 8, I really thought he has a reason for doing everything that he does. He had a reason for everything that he did. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. Not that we're going to go somewhere, hey, we know where we're going. But he left somewhere, he did not know where he was going. Man, that's a greater faith. That's a greater faith. And every time when I pass this passage, the most important is the first three English words, by faith, Abraham. Well, the first two, by faith. He did not by plan. He did not plan that way. He did not check on his map, where I'm going out from here. Well, he did not have a map at that time. By faith, when he was called, obeyed. He did not call, let me think about it, where am I going? No. He called, he was called, and obeyed. Trust and obey, there's no other way. I love that one. By going out to a place which he was to receive an inheritance, and he didn't even know where that was. And this verse has been in my mind for quite some time. And I just wondered, we always call Father Abraham our hero of faith. Who is this Abraham? And sometimes I feel like he's too far away from us. But is he really far away from us? Can we see Abraham in our real life? And with this question, and we look at this verse, which reveals who Abraham was and who Abraham is. This is from Genesis 11, 31. Now Terah took his son Abraham and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and his daughter-in-law Sarah, his son Abraham's wife, and they departed together from Ur of Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they went as far as Haran and settled there. So this tells us, well, in the background, well, previous passage talked about the Babel Tower, and God actually gave them different languages so they cannot be together building a tower into the heaven. Well, I'm just thinking God is really amazing. You know, today we have English. In South Africa, we have 9 different official languages. Sotho, Zulu, Chinese is not one of them, but English is. And I just see that every nation from every tribe, from every town are seeking Jesus. If you're not seeking, you will find a missionary is in that place to proclaim the word of God. How amazing is that? And by looking at this verse, we know that, wow, Abraham. I'm thinking of in the modern term, that's an immigrant. That's an immigrant. His father, Terah, took his son, Abraham, and all the rest of the family from the place where called Ur, and today is modern Iraq, Iran area, and from there. And you know what? The modern history, the history that we can study from is Mesopotamian area, and that's an area. That's where when Abraham was lived. And that's our history book is starting from there. And why? Because of that. Previously, there was a global flood. Sorry, no history was written from there. So it's really co-echo that what we learn from our world history. When I learned Western history, and I thought, it's Western history, what does that have to do with me? But after I learned that, I said, no. It has every single thing to do with my life. Because it portrays where even Bible says, even before that, and Bible says what recorded in the modern history is also here. It tells us how the people with the faith affected the world. And that's in the modern, in the Western history as well. And now the Terah took his son and Abraham. It's very simple movements from Ur, we moved to a different place. But we stop at Haran. We stop. They did not go all the way to Canaan, but they stopped somewhere. So from Ur to Haran, that's about 5,000 miles. 5,000 miles. How far is that from Miami, Florida to Powhatan, And that's about almost 1,000 miles, 994 miles. And I don't know how long you can walk for that, how many days. And you have to walk five times. Well, now we have a highway there. I don't know what highway name, 87, 95, whatever it is. Well, am I right? Oh, I lost. But they did not have the highway like that. They walked, or they hiked, they climbed. And there was no water on the way, possibly. And the father just took away like this. It's amazing, what's happening like this? Why the family is moving? And all of a sudden, Bible just tell you, Terah took his son, Abraham, and the rest of the family left the city Ur, which they stayed for a long time, many years. And if we go to the next slide, we will see that in Genesis, next chapter tells us this. Now the Lord said to Abraham, what happened to the family? But the next chapter tells us what happened to the family. Is God actually speaking to the family? Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country. And I feel a lot of times when we say your country is our home country, when you are going out of the United States and you feel like I'm being on a mission, I'm going out of my homeland, my comfort zone, I'm going somewhere, I may know what's going on, but also I don't know what's going on. You're going on a tour to Africa, I know where I'm going, but do you really know what's going on? You're probably not. There's excitement, there's anxiety, there's expectation, and there's a lot of prayer. Lord, I hope you keep me safe, right? So Lord, go from your country, that the Lord speaks to Abraham, and from your relatives. Not only from your country, but leave your family. Leave your family there. And from your father's house, from your father's house. I guess a lot of us, we feel when your daughter get married and walk out of your house, and you feel emotional, my daughter, right? You feel that way. So here I'm thinking, Abraham, you are leaving your home country from your relative and leave from your father's house. And that's a greater faith. That's a greater faith. And to the land which I will show you. At that time, he didn't know where it was. Where am I going? He left with his father from the city called Ur. And I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And I see here repentance pattern here is blessing. It's a blessing. God will bless Abraham. And through Abraham, God will bless the rest of the family on the earth. When I look at this, it does remind me about the Jesus. Jesus. By believing in Jesus, we have the eternal life. Because in Jesus, that's eternal life. Yeah. And we as a Christian, the Bible verse tells us that you are not just a simple human being anymore. You are a new creator in Christ. When God first created everything according to his own kind, we are this new kind in Christ. And God wants us to bear the fruits. God wants you to go out and share gospel. God wants you to go out and disciple those who are faithful and let them to do the same thing. And look at this blessing. Abraham is not the one receiving the blessing and stopped there. He received the blessing and he shared out. And God blessed other people through Abraham, through his life. Bible calls we are the little ambassadors of Christ. I mean, we are speaking on behalf of Christ. We're proclaiming the word of God to our families, to our friends, especially to those unbelievers. Especially to those unbelievers. They don't know what blessings we have. We don't let people know. When the Walmart got a great discount, hey, let's go. We call each other, hey, neighbors, friends, do you know that? Maybe we should put on the church calendar. Hey, there's a great end of the year sale. Let's go grab something. But we also have the same excitement to share the word of God. Let me pray about it before I share to the people. I'm afraid because, and when I look at this verse, it's a blessing. You shall be a blessing. you shall be a blessing. We always thought that, you know, leave somewhere and this place will be better than when you just come. And that's every time I remind, when we go back to Port Elizabeth, we're also a missionary, this church has been supporting from the same city. And I went to this church, after the half day, I felt like, did I bring a good news or bad news? I'm telling them people are not saved, but they keep on telling me people are saved. But I found that I left the truth for them. I left the truth for them. And the second time when I go there, I start sharing the gospel. I'm not teaching the word anymore. Well, gospel is a word, but I'm starting from the gospel. I'm starting telling them who Jesus is to you personally. Who is God personally to you? Do you know what your husband or your wife believe in? Why do they believe what they believe? Are we a real blessing to them in the blessing of truth? Of telling them, you're great, you're good, you're beautiful, you're godly. Are we real blessing to tell people the truth, the word of God, and help each other? And Abraham, he is a blessing. He's a blessing not only to himself, because God bless him, but also through him, bless the families of the earth, and what we bless through him. Now, when we look at this one, so Abraham went away. This is the next verse. The previous verse, it says, you will be blessed, and blessed through you, all the rest of the earth. And now, so Abraham went away. So Abraham went away. This is like powerful to me, that, hey, we're going to go to Holly Hill area. We're going to go to the next door neighbor. Right after the service, each one of us is going to take a gospel track. We're going to share gospel with the people. You may know them or you may not know them, but we're going to go and share now. How many would we all say, I'll go right away with you? And here Abraham went away. I remember when we just came to from the States after 2 years Bible Institute, we came to South Africa at our church, because we did not have a prayer time as a church. So we say, how about we have a prayer time just once a week? And what we can do, if you're living 1 hour away, it's fine, you can join us online. But if you live around here less than half an hour, let's meet here together in person. How's that? The first response is, no, I don't have time. Okay. And the next person, well, if the majority of people go, I would go. And the third person is, how about let's pray about that if we have a prayer meeting? Omen. I'm looking at there is Abraham went away as the Lord has spoken to him. He did not say, let me pray about it. Should I go with God? No, he went away. He went away. Here's the faith. Here's the faith. Trust and obey. There's no other way. Abraham applied that in his own life. He did not, well, at least the Bible did not record. Did he talk to his family? Hey, my wife and children come here to me. Daddy want to talk to you. Dad, we're going to go to a new place. I don't even know where I'm going. Will you go with me? No, he led the way. He led the way. His faith is not based on what he knows. His faith is based on what he knows about God. And that's the difference. He knows that God is going to lead me to somewhere he wants me to be. And for a purpose. I don't even know. I don't even know the place. But he was willing. He was willing to go there. Like when Lucy shared that, when we just arrived at the Bible Institute, I thought, where are we serving? You know, we could be in China, we could be in South Africa, we could be in the States, we could be anywhere in the world. But one thing I think we really made a good decision is let's come empty-handed. Okay, we don't manipulate ourselves. We have to be at a certain place. Let God tell us. As we're studying along the time, not even at the second year, the end of the first year, what we all discussed was just about South Africa, South Africa, South Africa, South Africa. And then we just know, wow, you know, God has been leading us, all our mind is how we apply something like this in South Africa. Before we even actually started praying, we got the answer. Go back to South Africa and serve with Word of Life South Africa. There's one thing that really amazed me when I thinking of Word of Life ministry. When they share the figure, how many people profess their faith in Christ, and they give you, like, let's say, I just make up a figure, 300,035 people. It did not say about 335. No, it's a 335 people. Exactly the number. And I wondered, this is honesty. This is honesty. This is not that I make up a number and tell you that, oh, we have a million people professing Christ. No, they have a record of how many tracts they have shared, how many gospel conversation has engaged, how many profession Christ has been, the person has done that. So it shows that how many people are actively in the field. The result is not to boast how many of them say two or five, but to tell we are actively in the field to share the gospel. So Abraham went away as the Lord had spoken to him without thinking, and Lot went with him as well. Now Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. 75 years old. Well, any of you decide to go from here today, walk to New York City? That's very different. And looking at the background picture, this is, wow, this is a modern picture, but this is how Haran looks like right now. And what about in a few thousand years back? How will that look like? How will you walk in the desert, wilderness, or that time called city? How will you walk in that way? And by the way, Ur in Chaldean is very advanced city in that time. You can consider that a New York City at that time. New York City now, and that time is called Ur. Very advanced. From the archaeology findings, that's very advanced city. Very advanced city in design and in defense, in knowledge, in religions, everything. It's very advanced. It's not a poor city. Same thing as Haran. It's a business center in that region. It's an economic center in that region. Politically very strong. So Abraham and his family has been left from Ur, the New York City, to Chicago. That's what I'm thinking. To Chicago. Okay, that's not 5,000 miles away, but that's equivalent where you're thinking, life still be familiar, okay? I'm from a very advanced city to another very advanced city. I can handle it. I can handle it. But now, at the age of 75 years old, man, I'm thinking, I don't know how he handled it, how he thought about it, but I think it's very correct by faith. He followed. Just simply by faith. I trust my Lord. Whatever he says, I trust him. That's how strong it is. I don't have to know at the end because I know who I'm following. Who am I following? That's give me a awakening call. I feel if I know where I will be ending, and I will go that way because I know where I'm going. But Abraham did not choose this way. I choose because I trust you, not because I know where I'm going. I'm not trusting the reality. I'm trusting God. That's called faith. That's called faith. 75 years old, and he departed from Haran immediately after God spoke to him. And Genesis 12, verse 5 says, Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions. All their possessions. He left. He also planned who and what I'm taking with which they had accumulated. And while they stayed in Haran for many years, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Now we know. Set out for the land of Canaan. And thus, they came to the land of Canaan. What does this mean? God showed him a place to go. He didn't know. As he's setting out, he knew where he was going. He's going to Canaan, to the promised land. And what happened? And they came. They were at the promised land. Not they were never reached there before. They were there before. They were there after following God. And then after that, while things happening in his life, you know, living there, there's a famine they travel down to Egypt. Everything happens. Oh, these are my wife, you are my sister, not my wife. These type of thing all happens. But they were in the promised land. Who is Abraham to you personally? Who is Abraham to you personally? We go through the Sunday school, we go through the Bible study, but who is Abraham to you personally? And that's very important. Again, when we looking at that verse, looking at this verse again, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, it basically says that God called people and you should be a blessing to other people. That's the Abraham in our life. If you look around, every Christian is called by the Lord. Every Christian is a missionary. There's no half-time missionary. There's no half-time Christian. If you're a Christian, if you're truly believing in the Lord, you're a full-time missionary. You're living on this earth. Just like Abraham had been called, we're all being called. Each one of us. Each one of us. But our mission field is different. Your mission field is in the office. His mission field is around the church. Her mission field is in Africa. The other ones in China. All different. But we've all been called by the Lord. Just like this. The Lord said to us, go from your country, go from your house, and share what I have been blessing. Share. 2 days ago, we were at a place, and the couple had a ministry in South Africa. Now they're in the States now. Their son, their oldest son, teaching a public school here. He's teaching history. So two different history parts that he relates to Christ, and he shared gospel through that. He's not just the sharing gospel, but teaching in the history and sharing how Christ, they're teaching the Holocaust. Oh, they're waiting for the Messiah. So by telling the history, he shared gospel. And in the beginning, my thought was that, wow, you move back to the States, but your family's still here in the States. And their family still was in South Africa. How did that work out? What are you doing here? But this time, when we catch up again, answered all my questions. God placed him in the very right place to share the gospel through teaching his class. And that really amazed me. We don't understand why people are doing something, but God has a plan. God called him, he came back, and he was a blessing. As he's learning history, he's using the history to bless other people with the gospel of Christ. Now, who is Abraham to you? He's a chosen man, like you and me. A blessed man, like you and me. And God blessed the earth through him. We gotta be the same blessing. We gotta be the same agent of blessing to share the truth, to make that disciple. Abraham is a blessed messenger. Meaning that he take what he has blessed to other people. He's a messenger, same like us. We can be a godly messenger just like Abraham. Now who is a messenger? Abraham to you. Abraham is a believer because he believes whatever God said to him. He's a believer because he believes whatever God said to him. Now in Genesis chapter 15 verse 6 says this, then he believed in the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness. Not because Abraham done something that God says you're righteous, because he believed in the Lord. Not because you have been faithfully serving the church for the past 40 years, but because you believe in God's word. Sometimes the word makes us feel confident, but that confidence can be false. Maybe not strong enough. But faith in God, that's what teaches us. He believed in the Lord and God credited him as righteousness. That belief is a true belief. Believe in the truth. Now, who is Abraham to us? He's a righteous person. Even in the New Testament, it quoted again the same verse, Romans 4:3 says this, Abraham believed God, it was credited to him as righteousness. This is a repeating theme in Christ. Doesn't matter from the Old Testament or in the New Testament. You're all saved by faith in Christ. You're all saved by faith in God. That's very important. And that's the gospel we're preaching to other people. We're preaching to the unbelievers, even to the believers, to remind that you're righteous because you're faith in Christ. You're righteous because you trust Christ is your Savior, not because what you have done, but he has done everything on the cross.
Amen.
That's nailed our salvation. We can hear fellowship together, praising Lord, and reading his word together, and all because one thing, we follow the same God, worship the same God who died for our sins.
Amen.
Now, faith, what is the faith? Faith is believing the word of God and the result of his words. Like Abraham, I believe you will take me to the place you want to believe, even I don't know. And we also need to know God promised us our salvation will be completed. And our salvation now is not has been completed. We don't have the glorified body yet. But we have faith. We believe we will have that day when Jesus comes and our body will be changed. And whoever slept before us, they will have glorious, glorified body, and us will become together, meeting Christ in the middle of the air.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to be. A lot of times, where is my hope after I trust in Christ? You know, a lot of times I'm thinking, yeah, you know, if God is taking us away right after we're saved, it makes sense. But why God wants you to be here on earth after you're saved? Of course, it says we have to be his ambassadors. We want to share good news with other people. We're the blessed messengers, has the greatest story to tell. And that's who we are. And we believe in this process. We believe God's word. We believe in the process to follow God on a daily basis. What is obedience? Is the action of the result of faith. I believe what you said, and I act according to what you said. I believe the doctor gave me the pills that I need to have it so I can be healthy again. That's why I'm taking these pills. As simple as that. If you have a faith in doctor, you will have faith in Christ. So that's when I see Abraham is like an ordinary person, like you and me. We're living at different ages, but still the same God, still the same faith, still the same command, still the same salvation. Hebrews 11:8 says this: by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. Again, Abraham was a faithful person, a person with faith. How should we live? Well, we look at this one, Romans, who we are. Romans 4:16. Did I go further? Okay. How should we live? Romans 4:16 says this: for this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. That is us. That's who we are. We're descendants of faith of Abraham. We're descendants of Abraham, just same as Abraham. We're not descendants just from the flesh. We're descendants of God, of our God. That's what we call each other, brothers and sisters. We don't call another one uncle, another generation. Yeah, we do say that I'm probably the third generation in the house, believing in God, but we're still one generation. That's why Jesus calls it, I call you brothers and sisters. We're one generation. One God, one faith, one baptism. We're the descendants. We're the descendants of the faith of Abraham. That's who we are. That's who we are. And how shall we live? How shall we live? As Abraham moved from Ur to Canaan. That reminds me of one thing. A lot of people thinking, who is this guy? Old man? Riding on the horses or donkeys or camels? He's an immigrant. He's not all of them. But you know who he is. He's the one following God. He's the one immigrated from the New York City to Somalia. He's not from New York City, stopped at Chicago in Haran. No. He furthered on. He followed his faith in God from New York City to Somalia. When we look at him, what kind of attitude, perspective he lived on earth, that's actually giving us an example. In Hebrews 11:9, says this: by faith, he lived as a stranger in the land of promise. That's a very weird sentence. Lived as a stranger in the land of promise. Oh, you promised land? I'm coming there. I thought I owned this land, but I live there as a stranger. And in a foreign land, as in a foreign land, that's not my real place. That's my place stay on earth, but that's not my real place. Living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. Living in tents. They were living in the Ur, probably the burned bricks house. And now we're living in tents. Where living conditions is totally different from a mud or brick house into a tent. How is that going to be? I believe the most immigrants, they go somewhere life is better. Abraham did not follow life. He followed faith. He followed faith. A tent is temporary. And he thought he's himself living there as a stranger, not just as the one owned it. But there has a reason. Hebrews 11:10, that's the main reason. For he was looking for the city which has a foundation, whose architect and builder is God. He wasn't a promised land, but that he know that's not his final place. There it is. A foundation whose architect, the builder, is God himself. That's why he's content living in a tent. He doesn't mind the brick house or a temporary tent. He's worshiping the God we're lacking to this place. God promise is not what we can see physically, not necessarily. But through Abraham we can see. We're waiting for a place. That's all we're waiting for. Waiting for the city that designed by God. Foundation is made by God. And that's where we're gonna live forever. That's where we'll get satisfied. That's where our hope is hoped for. That's our faith. And of course, lastly, here's a question for you. Where are you in your life? Are you in Ur, Haran, Canaan, or in Christ? I think that's something we all need to think about. Where are we in life? How do we follow God from where we are now? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. But kick into just the introduction of Abraham. He has followed you by faith. Without even knowing where to go, he followed you. And I pray for each one of us here also to see where we are in life right now and where we're going to. And Lord, we pray that we follow you by faith. We follow this faith to going further in life for your glory, not for our selfish gain, but for go further. And Lord, we know that we're not going alone. We're going with Christ together. Wherever we're going, Christ is already there. And wherever we're going, Christ is with us going that place. And Lord, I pray for Holy Hill Baptist Church. You bless this church, bless all its members, and bless the whole area. Whoever haven't heard gospel, Lord, let us be able to have the access to these people to share the gospel, to share gospel, how God actually died for them on the cross, better than raised on the third day. And Lord, let us be able to a faithful messenger, a faithful discipler, to help one another to walk in Christ and grow in our relationship in Christ on a daily basis. And Lord, again, we thank you for this morning, having this opportunity to study your word, to sing the songs, worship with you together, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.